The New York Times has named a replacement for a top editor who resigned after a plagiarism scandal. Bill Keller will become the paper's new executive editor. He replaces Howell Raines, who left following the controversy over Jason Blair. NPR's Rick Carr joins me now. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Bob.
Bill Keller's been with the Times for quite a while.
Yeah, you know, this is an old hand at the Times. Keller has done all kinds of things at the Times. I mean, he won a Pulitzer for his reporting from Russia, the former Soviet Union, in the late 1980s. He's been an op-ed columnist and a senior writer for the Times. But before that, he was managing editor for 4 years, from 97 to 2001. He was the foreign editor from 95 to 97. He was the chief of the Times Bureau in Johannesburg from 92 to 95. And as I said, he won a Pulitzer in 1989 for his coverage of the Soviet Union. So this is somebody who's been with the Times for quite a while.
I guess that was important to them, to stay within the Times family.
Yeah, I think that it seems as though the conventional wisdom that's emerging right now is that the senior management, the publishers at the Times, wanted somebody who knows the organization, who has a broad base of support in the organization, because, I mean, this is, by all accounts, a newsroom that is just sort of boiling with questions and fear and resentment and all kinds of, you know, issues that would come out in any news organization in the wake of a scandal that was as big as that surrounded Jason Blair.
Yeah, but more than that, there was bad morale in the newsroom over Raines.
Yeah, there definitely have been reports that Raines was not terribly well liked, that there was a sense among old-timers at the Times and people who had sort of been playing by what they thought were the regular rules at the Times that he was playing favorites. He certainly made some editorial appointments that people at the Times questioned, younger editors he thought were trying to offer sort of fresh views into the pages of the Times, and other people said, hey, these people just don't know the territory.
I wonder if Keller has a plan.
Well, all that the Times is saying right now is that, and I quote directly from the press release, in the coming weeks, Mr. Keller plans to evaluate the organization of the newsroom's top management and name additional members of the team that will lead the Times. So one of the first appointments that he's going to need to make is going to be a managing editor, and I'm sure that he's going to be doing that with the publishers. This is because Gerald Boyd, who was managing editor of the Times, resigned at the same time that Howell Raines did.
I guess the first priority is to reestablish credibility and reputation.
Yeah, I wonder how much, as I talk to common Americans, typical people who are readers of the papers, those people, in other words, who are not in the news media like we are, how much of an impact this has had. I don't get the sense that people have stopped reading the Times or stopped advertising in the Times on account of what's happened so far, but certainly within the media establishment, the Times is seen to have a long way to go to reestablish its credibility as the newspaper of record. I mean, just today, another lengthy correction on a business section story that appeared last week that indicates that the Times seemed to have gotten the initial story about an independent record label just 180 degrees backwards.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome, Bob.
NPR's Rick Carr in New York.